afternoon. This is Mark Ward, and the new program is called Pleasing God. Heard Monday through Friday from noon for 15 minutes daily, where we'll take Bible questions and we'll answer them from the Word of God. We'll talk about important topics that are essential to our soul's salvation. Today, though, being the first episode, and we'll keep up with episode numbers so that if you'd like to go back and listen to an archive, we'll have them at the ready for you. Or for those that are not listening today or others that might miss episodes in the future when they can't listen from noon to 15 after the hour, then you can go back and you can listen to these programs as they'll be saved for you. Or if you just want to study them again, you enjoyed the broadcast and you heard the scriptures, but maybe you couldn't have your Bible open at the time and you want to, at your leisure, hear them and open your Bible and study from God's Word again that topic, that would be just fine. But as we begin a new teaching venture together, it's certainly proper to ask why. Why this program? Why the name of this program? Well, Pleasing God would be a good name, like we've used Rightly Dividing the Word in times past and other things. Book, chapter, and verse was one of the names of our programs that we had in the past. And it's just a joy and an honor and a pleasure, and I'm humbled to be your servant but teacher in these new studies. The Hebrew writer in the 13th chapter of Hebrews, as the letter was coming to a close, says in the New King James Version in verses 20 and 21, "Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work," notice, "to do his will, working in you," here it is, "what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." I can't think of any more concise way of saying what I need to be doing in my life all the time. Whether at work, at play, at school, in athletic competition, on vacation, whatever, visiting someone in the hospital, whatever we do in word or deed, we should do all in the name of, or by the authority of, as the correct interpretation is, of that verse in Colossians 3, around verse 16 and 17, we need to do all in the name of the Lord. And this concept is going to keep us well-pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Now, when we sin, we often do, and we need to make correction. If it's against someone, it's still against God. We need to make correction with both God and man. It's not enough to ask God for forgiveness if we've offended our neighbor and our neighbor's still alive and we can get to them this side of eternity and ask their forgiveness. Now, they may not forgive us, but we need to try to right our wrongs. But God will forgive if we truly repent and follow His Word in seeking forgiveness. In Acts 17, verses 10 and 11, you've probably heard me teach many times that those that were at Berea were, some translations say, noble, more noble. It says in other translations in English, they were more fair-minded, in that they were ever ready to, like the battery, they were ready to receive the word with gladness. Now, can we say that we're receiving God's Word with gladness in our heart, regardless of what verse that we're reading? You know, today we're living under the New Covenant, because Colossians 2 and verse 14 teaches that Jesus took the old law out of the way, nailing it to the cross. So in us today, doing what is pleasing to God, we would need to look at the law of Christ, the gospel of Christ, that which Jesus ushered in after His death, burial, and resurrection, beginning on the Acts 2 Pentecost, recorded for us in our Bibles. Preachers and teachers of God's Word have a responsibility to teach the truth, but in love, and to teach the whole counsel of God for the benefit of the audience as well as for the soul of the teacher. You know, if the preachers don't preach the whole counsel of God and they leave off things that are hard to preach, that are difficult to talk about, but needful for the audience, the teachers will be held responsible for this. Paul knew that by inspiration in Acts the 20th chapter, when he had this to say around verse 20 through 26. How that I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you. You know, medicine is helpful, but it's not always pleasant to take. I've had some medicine that tastes good, and I've had some medicine that tasted pretty rotten. But the medicine was helpful. God's Word is helpful for us, and we need to realize that as listeners, we need to be willing to hear the Word of God and be not mad at the teacher if they're teaching the truth. The teachers need to be ready to teach it and teach it with love and not use it like a stick to beat over someone's head. We do have the reference of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God in Ephesians 6, and it is an offensive and defensive weapon in spiritual warfare. But we want to try to cut the sin away, but not kill the sinner at the same time. Jesus is the perfect example of this type of teacher. For he cared not about the person of men. Now that might be misunderstood by some, but when the Bible speaks of that, it's saying he didn't care what people thought about the truth, except that they would receive it. And if he saw someone that was in the audience that was doing wrong in some area, he wasn't going to skirt around that issue. He was going to bring it up. Take Matthew 23, when he had the Pharisees, and the many times in that one chapter we can read, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." Jesus wanted those religious leaders of the day to be saved, but they were wicked, they were inconsistent, they were two-faced, they were doing things to be seen of men, and that wasn't right. And Jesus rebuked them because it was proper and appropriate on that occasion to rebuke those people who knew better. There were other occasions when Jesus, in dealing with people that were wrong, was very tender-hearted because the occasion warranted that. And those of us who are teachers, in order to be pleasing to God, which we will say many, many times because of the title of this program, we need to be tender-hearted with the tender so that we don't kill them in the process of trying to get them to repent of sin. But if we don't teach the whole counsel of God, if we get too political or we're afraid we'll lose a job if it is a full-time preacher and their income is supported by the church in total, then there's a dilemma because teachers will be held responsible for not teaching the whole counsel of God. And when they do discharge their duty of teaching the whole counsel of God, they're free or innocent for the blood of the congregation or the various audiences that are being taught. Verse 26 of Acts 20 says, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I'm innocent of the blood of all men, for," that means reason being, "I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God." Another passage says in Galatians 4, I believe it's verse 16, "Do I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" If a little child was running out toward a busy street, everyone that has legs would do everything they could, and even those that don't have legs that are in wheelchair would try to wheel over and save that child from danger. Why is it that we get so mad when someone preaches the truth when it's us that's wrong in practicing the error? When someone is trying to correct us with truth from the danger that is coming, that is far greater than the child running out and getting hit in the street, and that's terrible. But this life is temporal and death will come. We don't want the child to get hit in the street. But do we want the older folks to go to a place of eternal damnation? Which is worse? The child will be saved in heaven eternally. But by comparison, in our illustration, the one who is practicing sin and doesn't repent and change, while there is time and opportunity, be it mad at the teacher or being mad at God, just reading it in the scripture, whatever the case may be, won't change the fact that sin has to be eradicated with the blood of Jesus being applied properly as God teaches in His Word. Well, let's go over in the remaining minutes some reasons why we're not having the program and then reasons why we are having the program. First of all, we're not having the Bible program called Pleasing God to Please the Devil. That's not what we're in this for. There are only two sides in life, the Lord's side and the devil. Which team are you on? Which team am I on? Luke 11:23, Jesus said, if you are not with me, you are against me. We can't make another side. We can't create another one. That's what Jesus said. It is spiritual ruin to work for the devil's side in this life. Please read Matthew 25, near the end of the chapter, about the sheep and the goats, in verses 41 to 46. It's only two choices, two categories. We're not doing this program to please men by tickling the ears of the audience. We're not trying to offend people, but the truth may offend some. But we're not going to tickle the ears because that's wrong. It's forbidden. It's selfish. It serves no good purpose spiritually. It can help damn people's souls if you don't tell them or give them the medicine they need in love from God's Word. See 2 Timothy 4, please, in verse 3. If uncorrected, this leads to eternal ruin in the lost souls of many. Luke 13:3 says, repent or perish. Acts 17:30 says that God commands that all men, mankind, everywhere, needs to repent. We're not having this show to try to gain popularity among mankind. The Pharisees were doing that in Jesus' day, and it was wrong. They had their reward. Matthew 23, Matthew 6. Seeking the praise of men is vain, void, empty, and will damage our souls eternally. We're not having this program to seek after monetary gain. You'll not be solicited for money. We're just trying to study the Bible together. Now, the laborer is worthy of his hire. It's not wrong to pay the preacher. According to passages like 1 Corinthians 9:3-14, Galatians 6:6, 1 Timothy 5:18. But we don't want hirelings that take money when it's popular and then run and leave the sheep unattended when things get tough. We're not doing or participating in having this program to be just loved by the community, just seeking favor, earthly favor. By this, I simply mean that I'm not doing this to seek the praise of men. Jesus said those that were doing things to receive the praise of men in Matthew 6, verse 2. He said they'll have their reward. And he wasn't talking about a good reward. But the reasons that we are having this Bible study program entitled Pleasing God are important. Notice, to please God above, as we read in Hebrews the 13th chapter, verse 21. It's mandated in the Great Commission that we be teachers and that we teach others and that we try to spread the gospel and invite people to become Christians and come to God, and those that have fallen away to make correction. We need to, and we're supposed to, take up the fight against the devil, his angels, and sin. Ephesians 6, and fight the good fight of faith. To feed on God's Word and grow spiritually, myself included. To test and check and challenge areas of our beliefs because we have way too much division in the religious world today. Concerning what Paul told Felix in Acts 24:25, concerning things of righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. There's a judgment day coming. It's an eternal consequence that's facing us. So the invitation and challenge is this. Will you take 15 minutes Monday through Friday to study the Bible with me from the Word of God? If you have the ability and opportunity, it equals the responsibility formula. If it's a good work, then we're told to be ready to every good work in Titus 3:1. I invite you and ask you to please ask others to listen to the program and give me feedback as you can. Would you be so kind to listen on a regular basis and tell others about the program? We hope you will. If we read and study and learn and then do God's will, we'll be pleasing God, which is the aim of this program. Please check out the teaching website at markjward.com. That's markjward.com. And find the questions area and send me your comments or questions. Love to hear from you. Have a pleasant day.